I'm Andrew Schneider on 92.1 KRLS here with the 4x1 relay that is qualified for the Drake Relays, hitting the blue standard at the DCG Invitational a few weeks ago. Emily, I'll start with you. First of all, it's great to talk to you at a track again. What does it mean to have that opportunity to go back to Drake Stadium?
It's super exciting. Going to Drake and competing at the Drake Relays is one of our favorite times during track season, and so to be able to hit that blue standard made it even more special after last year. So we're really excited to compete at a high level against really good teams.
And Rose, what was it like to hit that time just so early in the season, knowing that it's been 2 years since you've been on the track, and to make it, you know, such a statement early in the season?
It was really exciting because coming into the season, we didn't really know what we were going to look like because we had two grades that were coming in that we weren't used to, but making that time so early on just made us a lot more confident in what we can do.
Well, speaking of those younger grades, we've got two of the newcomers on the team this year, Marissa and Delaney, and the two of you on this relay. What does it mean to be a part of this group, especially with these two who have been to Drake Stadium before? And what is it like to become a part of this team and be on varsity track?
I think it's just a very good opportunity for me, and just to get to know the girls, and they can help you through. And yeah.
Personally, I'm very excited to be a part of this team. I kind of knew the girls a little bit through last year. We didn't get much meets in or any meets at all, but they help us feel more welcome, and I'm just very excited for this experience.
Well, and Emily, obviously there's a lot of uncertainty. It's been 2 years, and the two of you have talked about this. What is it like to have such a strong group of newcomers being a part of your relays like this, and how have they integrated themselves into the success that you guys have been having over the years?
It's really great. I think they've really stepped up to a high level in order to compete, and I think they're excited. They're ready for this opportunity without a freshman year. They're ready to jump in and get this thing started, and yeah, they're excited to compete with us, and it's been fun to have a relay with them and let them have these opportunities as well. And being a sophomore, that's great because they still have more years to come and to continue to improve, and at one point set their own legacy for this team too and be leaders when they're seniors and juniors too.
Well, and Rose, you've been a part of some great teams that have gone to state and gone to the Blue Oval. For our listeners who aren't familiar, what's it like to run up there at Drake and at state, and what are you looking forward to about having that feeling again?
Well, it's kind of scary because it's a lot of people and a lot of teams, a lot of competition, but it's so exciting because knowing that you've worked so hard to make it to that point, it's so rewarding. So it's just a very exciting time to be a part of.
Well, for the two of you, this program has had a lot of success as you've grown up in the community, right? Some of these girls are a part of teams that won championships or have qualified for state before. What is it like for you to add your name to that legacy and at the same time have that opportunity to compete with them and be up at Drake Stadium?
I think it's just very fun to, like, have people know you and they could, like, just stop you in town and be like, oh, congrats for making it to Drake. And I think that's just really fun.
I remember all my experiences as a middle schooler helping the state track meets by doing the hurdles and stuff. And I watch these girls run. And I just think it's so amazing and incredible that I'm going to be there and I'm going to actually be racing now. It's just mind-blowing.
Well, and Drake doesn't mean you've qualified for state, but obviously it probably means you've got a good shot. Emily, what do you think it's going to take for this group and the other group? Because there's a lot of talented sprinters on this team to get a bunch of relays and to get into those open races and to have the potential to score a lot of points. What do you think it's going to take to get there?
I think it's going to take confidence. Again, setting that blue standard, that's exactly what we want. And so now we're confident. Getting to compete with everybody at Drake is really going to help us not be fearful, but to step into those big competitions and be ready for it and to continue to improve, to continue to lift. We've seen how important off-season is and even work that was done last year when we didn't have a season. And so for some of the young girls, or even during the season, it's important to continue to improve because it is hard to qualify for Drake and stay. And so to continue to improve during this season is going to be really important to get it going by districts, because state is really where we need to leave it all out there.
Rose, what would it mean to have one more opportunity, not only at Drake, but what would it mean for you to have that chance if you do to qualify for state in multiple relays and to be back up there again in May?
It would mean a lot to me because missing out on last year, it just felt like it put a big stop in my sports career. And it's just very exciting to be able to get back out there and just to give it all and have another opportunity at state to leave it all on the track for the one last time.
Right. Sounds like we're being called off here. So congratulations on qualifying for the Drake Relays. Look forward to your race in a couple weeks. And hopefully we're talking again in May when it's much warmer. Thank you.
Thank you.